Over the moon, to be honest. It's just this pinnacle of my career, coming and achieving what really no one believed what we could, to be honest. And it's one of the best days of my life.
What's behind it? I know you said to Dan before the game on Saturday, I don't know why people are surprised.
Well, they're not, because we're always batting away there and thereabouts. But I got asked the same question before, and I've got to say the management team, you know, the sort of swimming against the tide in certain things that they've got to do in training ground facilities and money they've got to pay, and they've got to create a team spirit where everyone forgets about them things and just thinks about going and playing and achieving something on the pitch. And it's a hard thing to do, but they've done it throughout their career, and I'm amazed that they're at the club, but also grateful, because they're fantastic, and I don't think we'd do it without the management team. You know, I've got to compliment them all.
I don't think you'll find many clubs up and down the Football League pyramid, Sean, where players look at supporters in the eye and know exactly who they are and give them a hug and everyone joins in together. There's something special about that, isn't there?
It is, and it's always been like that, to be honest. It's a family club, and everyone knows everyone, and that's what makes it even more special going up, because everyone's in it together. Do you know, at big clubs you can get promotions and it'll feel great, but everyone feels a part of what we've just done. Fans, staff, kit men, groundsmen, the girls in the office, everyone, and everyone will be in enjoying a pint of lager tonight, I think, or a couple, you know what I mean, whatever they're going to do. But it's an amazing achievement, and one that we're so glad that we've done, but now we want to kick on and win the league.
At what point did you realise this season, Sean, that this is going to happen?
I believed in the summer. I sat down with the gaffer in the summer, you know, off-season, met him for a coffee and looked him in the eye and signed me a new deal. But I said to him, this has got to be our year where we've got to achieve something. You know, it was hard last season. We missed out on the playoffs. It was even tougher the year before when we missed out on automatic. But I've played in this league now for a number of years, and if you get a team spirit, good players, and everyone pulling in the same direction, you've got a chance of going up, because three go up and one goes up through the playoffs. It's a lot different to the conference where only one go up. This it's a real achievable thing to get promoted from League Two. And as I say, we sat down the first day of pre-season. The gaffer hammered home what he wanted from the season. You know, he kept it quiet, but you know, we all believed as a squad we could do it. Not many probably would have outside of the squad. You know, we're tipped for relegation most years, but we just got on a good run and kept it going, and we've got good players.
Particularly your first spell with Stanley, Sean, there were some bad times. We know that, and I suppose that's what makes nights like tonight feel even better. How different is it now, this football club, than the one that was going through the bad times, where, let's be honest, every month I bet you weren't too sure whether you get paid, would you?
Yeah, well, that's all credit to, you know, the chairman and the Altis come in. He's put us on a financial, you know, stable condition where the lads know that the money's going to be there every month. And there's nothing worse than playing football and thinking, you know, it's payday next week. Will we or won't we get paid? And it does play in your mind, and it's talked about in the dressing room. You know, but that's another thing that the gaffer had to manage a long time ago, and he did it great, because he'd joke about it, but the lads would be, you know, what's he joking about? It's not funny. But that's just the way he is. He tries to keep everyone together, and all credit to him. You know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. You know, he's got good players this year, but I know for a fact if it weren't for the manager and the staff, we wouldn't be in the position that we are.
Just finally, before we let you go and enjoy your night, you mentioned that you've played in this division a long time. Just how much are you enjoying showing the League One defence is what you're all about?
I'm excited by it. I really am. You know, I'm excited to go and, you know, strut my stuff, if you like, in League One and see if I can compete. You know, it's going to be a big challenge. It's a step up. We'll play against, you know, big sides. But at Accrington, we've always relished going up against big sides, and we've always done well, to be honest. If you look at our performances against Burnley, Preston, you know, West Ham, you know, we've always done well when we play big sides, and I think we enjoy that underdog mentality, and I think we'll sit down in the summer and we'll strive to, you know, go and attack League One. Like, you know, we won't go to, you know, park the bus in any games in League One. I know what the gaffer's like. He'll go and want to, he'll believe that we can go and get in the playoffs or promoted in League One. That's his mentality. You know, and again, people will laugh at it, but that's the way we've got to be, and we've just got to attack it, you know, and enjoy ourselves.